What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, if you've been on social media as of late, there's been a rumor that's going around, which we all know is pretty damn false. That rumor being that in 2026, it is going to be literally illegal to cheat within a marriage. Now, of course, whatever cockamamie rumor this is, it is not going to be true. However, I'm going to give my opinion on what should happen during infidelity within marriage after I cover this article that was published on the 9th of April. Man confesses to offlining his wife, dumping her body in Juarez due to an affair. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. This man found out his wife was getting piped down by somebody else, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Gentlemen, I've always said this. There are men who will not take being betrayed by their wives on the chin. There's always a 50-50% chance for a man to decide, you know what? Either I'm going to leave or I'm going to take matters into my own hands. This man chose the latter. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. It's a lengthy article, so I have to chop it down for time. New information was revealed after a man was arrested and accused of offlining his wife for reportedly cheating on him, then dumping her body in Juarez. Officers arrested 47-year-old Jorge Regoza on March 28th. He's accused of offlining his wife, identified as 45-year-old Coral Cifuentes. FBI officials were notified by Mexican authorities that Regoza had come forward and advised them the unidentified person, found in Juarez was his wife after seeing a news release. Officials said Regoza lived in Hobbs, New Mexico, working at a warehouse Monday through Friday. Cifuentes lived in El Paso with their three children. Right there, this man's up north working. She's saying more than likely the excuse was you were gone too much. Regoza would come to El Paso on the weekends to visit his family. Investigators stated that in the affidavit, that Cifuentes was having an affair with another man for 2 years. According to the arrest affidavit, Regoza found out about the affair on March 28th. The document stated that Cifuentes and the other man rented a hotel together. Regoza called his wife through a video call, but she did not answer. Regoza then sent his wife a text with a photo of her vehicle in the parking lot of the hotel while she was with the other man. The document stated that cameras showed Regoza crossing into Juarez through the Isleta Port of Entry, on March 21st, driving his wife's vehicle. Cameras showed Raygosa returning to the U.S. that day in the same vehicle, but the vehicle looked dirty, like it had been driven in the terrain. Cifuentes's carcass was found on the roadway near Mirador Camino Real, about 23 miles from the port of entry. Raygosa told investigators he tracked his wife's location and learned she was at the hotel with another man. Raygosa then asked a friend to go to the hotel and take a picture of his wife's vehicle. He said he called his wife by video call several times, but she did not pick up. He told investigators he returned to El Paso on March 21st because he had a job interview he had secured to be closer to his family. When he returned to El Paso, he had sexual intercourse with his wife, the document stated. After having sex, Raygosa and Cifuentes began discussing the affair. He said his wife did not want to speak about the affair, and that's when he quote unquote lost it and strangled the victim with both hands, causing her deletion, according to the arrest affidavit. He told investigators he strangled her due to his frustration and anger. He's being held in the El Paso County Detention Facility under a $1,250,000 bond. Well. Gentlemen, as I've stated before, and I will continue to state in the terms of marital infidelity, most men in America are expected to take it on the chin, to just say, oh, well, you know what? She had a reason. No. Those days are over. They are. That is the ultimate betrayal to a married man. Now, am I going to sit here and say that there are not men who cheat? I'm not going to say that. This goes both ways. However, the key difference between a husband's infidelity and a wife's infidelity, no matter what the situation is for a husband's infidelity, he will be condemned. No matter what a wife's infidelity is, it is socially condoned. That's the key difference, gentlemen. We see it. It's been put into our heads. And yeah, society has no problems actually propagandizing it through Hollywood, through social media. So yeah, this is another reason why so many men have said fuck no to marriage. Why? Because women actually get rewarded for cheating on their husbands. Yeah, I'm going to go into that later. What more do I need to say about this, gentleman? What more do I honestly and truly need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hands of hate. So I'm gonna give that a 50. Psychological impact. The fact that he dumped the body in Mexico? Yeah, I'm gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. Strangulation. He choked her out like Debo. He was like, put his hands around her neck. She was like, He was like, go to sleep. Shh. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 40. So Jorge, Ruthless Raygoza gets a score of 140. Now I get to spin the block on how things should be moving forward when it comes to infidelity between marriages. So, the idea of potentially jailing cheating partners, no. That's a no-go. Even though it is in the Bible that people love to conveniently pick apart for their own little convenience, Leviticus 10:20 basically says, if a wife is an adulteress, she should be put to death. And the person that she's cheating with should also be put to death with her. You know, but now if we followed that, there'd be a lot of women who will be pushing up daisies. But we're not going to follow that. However, here is what personally I would surmise to be a good solution. Once infidelity has been thoroughly investigated and found out to be true, there should be an immediate divorce. And the offender will immediately start paying alimony. Now, I know there will be one exception, a confirmed sexless marriage. Why? Because if that system were to go into play, you would have women who would intentionally start sexless marriages just to drive their husbands to cheat so they can get the cash and prizes. Oh, no. We're going to cut that off at the knees. If you are in a confirmed sexless marriage that you've went to counseling for, the most important thing is the paper trail. You've got everything documented. But yeah, you've went to counseling. You've tried everything. And, you know, there's still a sexless marriage. Then at that point, yes, it will be acceptable for the other partner to go out and get their needs met outside the home. However, you got to understand, it would have to be in a certain establishment, which Joy Taylor talked about how prostitution should be legalized. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But in this particular case, yes, if a man is stuck within a sexless marriage that the woman is trying to drive him to cheat so she can get the cash and prizes, he should be allowed to. Because as we all know, wives are notorious for turning off the sex spigot, going out, cheating themselves, while at the same time telling her husband he has to suffer. You need to do more. But yet Chad and Tyrone get it for free. Yeah, right. No. So that would be the only exception to that rule. So, of course, women, hey, you've got a marital duty. Put out for your husband. You use sex as a loss leader to get the ball rolling to eventually get married. So, yeah, the idea of I'm going to marry this man, I'm going to sex bomb him to get him to want me, to marry me, and then I'm going to cut off the sex. Yeah, right. No. But yeah, in my humble opinion, once infidelity has been thoroughly established, paper trails are complete, immediate divorce, and the offending spouse should pay alimony and child support if necessary. But alimony at the bare minimum. Pretty much, yeah, that's my solution. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still think that you're going to be able to enact the dual mating strategy of having a husband as your quote unquote provider while still getting dicked down by Chad and Tyrone on the side, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have with that deception, that is going out. Technology is helping a lot of men find out that their wives actually are cheating. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the state as a sword and a shield, along with social media, to actually condone your infidelity, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, there are men out there who, once they find their wives are cheating on them, they will take it to that level. You can ask the men over in Maskistan, where the mere suspicion of a wife's infidelity will get them offline. But yet over here in America, in the West, you have wives who proudly boast about cheating on their husbands, and yet they get praised on social media. Those days are coming to an end, ladies. Those days are coming to an end. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.